Item 1, from the President, Chief Executive Officer of Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program and the Director of County Economic Development, submitting quarterly reports addressing program progress, recruitment, job placements, and partnerships. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, gentlemen. Why don't you introduce yourself for the record?
T. Gwaley Smith, Director of Economic Development.
Earl Buford, President and CEO of Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, Big Step.
Hi. Please go ahead and give your presentation.
Thank you. As you know, the board and the county made a significant investment in the Ready to Work program, and that program wrapped up at the end of January this year. So this is the final report from the previous Ready to Work program. The next investment in Ready to Work that was made by the board, we're still in the work of working out those contracts in cooperation with the Workforce Funding Alliance and matching some federal grants called SIF funds to enter into the next contract with WRTP Big Step. But they're here today to let you know about the existing program. I just wanted to start out by how we track these numbers, and these graphs are something that you've seen before, and then I'll hand it over to Earl Buford from WRTP. So as you recall, there were three goals for the Ready to Work program. The first was recruitment, and in the graph that you have here, the light blue line is the projected. They were projecting 1,000 people recruited through the program. You can see that they far exceeded that number, almost doubled that number, which shows the heavy demand for their resource. The second measure was career path, getting people onto a career path other than just recruiting them into a program. The projection there was for 400, and you can see that they doubled that number as well, again showing not only their success in bringing people in the program, but the need for the type of services that they offer. And then the final number is the jobs number, and you can see that the projections and the actual, and those remain pretty true, and they ended up exceeding their number of 500 jobs, of a total of 502, I believe, over an 18-month process, which is really an incredible outcome to place 500 individuals, especially the individuals that they work with. And if you recall, initially this was designed to be a 24-month process, but because of some contracting and other issues, it was condensed to an 18-month process. So in an 18-month period, they hit what was really a 24-month goal. So with that, I'll hand it over to Earl here, who has a short presentation and can answer any questions.
Very short, unless there's lots of questions.
Go ahead, Mr. Buford.
Earl. So just a quick recap, really our marketplace model is to really enhance the ability of public and private organizations, companies, employers, to really recruit and develop a strong workforce from the greater Milwaukee County area. as Teague mentioned, the goal was 1,000 residents processed, over 400 trained, and a career pathway and 500 placed, and those numbers have already been captured. What I also just want to do is a quick kind of projection outcome. So the contract goal was 500 placements, and really, let's be honest, that's kind of the caveat here is how many people, how many county residents are going to be placed into good career pathways and jobs. So the goal was 500. As of the final January report, there was 502 that had been audited and certified by Baker Tilly, and we were right now in the final process of there was a situation where as the quarters would close, and we're proceeding to the next quarter, we're finding other placements that were from the lagging quarters. So in actuality, we're looking at a reconciled outcome of about 612 county residents. So 502 are reported in the final report, and there's another 110 that we've captured over the as we've gone back and reconciled the 18 months. So truly, not only were the goals met, they were far exceeded. Here's just some demographics of who was served. So out of all the participants in Milwaukee County, 34 came from different community resources throughout the county. Mm-hmm. 85% were minority, 15% female, 62% were parents, but 35% had reported a prior felony conviction before moving on to their career pathway. But 159 had some kind of veteran status, 14 wanted unemployment insurance for over a year. So just some average demographics for you to kind of chew on. So upon intake, when we say intake, when they came into the program, most of the individuals were making about $8 an hour, $8.05 an hour. And the pump placement, we're reaching about the average wage of $17.30 an hour. So it's a significant jump, significant increase, almost 10 bucks an hour. So really, an average annual power increase for participants is about $19,000. So significant increase and significant impact. And if you look at the aggregate of those families affected, we're looking at about over $11 million increase in the economic viability of county residents. Here's some other small notable accomplishments. We were able to ramp up because of this investment from the county. When working with county residents, we were able to significantly ramp up our services. So we offer more resource information sessions. Really, that's where we bring industry into our shop to give information on pathways into their careers or into their employment. General information session as well. There was also a significant increase in the amount of training. Obviously, we mentioned that earlier. What really was nice about the enhanced training was really the addition of national credentialing. So it was really that's something we were able to really increase throughout this 18-month process. For instance, on the manufacturing side, the manufacturing skills certification certificate, which is a national credential, especially in the green production modules, we were able to introduce that to county residents, which we hadn't before. We're also able to really ramp up our industry needs assessments. So when we said we have 500 placements, we were pretty sure because we'd done the assessments up front. So we knew exactly, almost to the letter, how many placements were available for over that 18-month period. And so we were able to really work backwards and fill those openings, and which is why the numbers are what they are. So in conclusion, we think it was successful. We hope you feel the same way. Met and exceeded its goals and intent. As Teague mentioned, we're ready to continue the success of this program and continue to try to go to scale for county residents. And really, the partnership contributed more than $11 million to the economic strength of the entire region, working with county residents and your constituents.
Why don't we have Mr. Hare come up and, from an audit point of view, give us a report? And then we'll start with the committee comments. Mr. Hare.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Just a couple of quick comments. First of all, on the financial side of this agreement, as you know, we've been monitoring the expenses through the last six quarters. The last time we talked to you, we had one concern about whether or not WRT Big Step would be exceeding the allowable indirect costs. They understood that concern, and they've used other funds within the corporation that are a more flexible, more discretionary to cover those indirect costs. So they've met our financial requirements. On the program outcomes, we're very comfortable locking in on the notion that they have exceeded the 500 job placement number. What we'd like to do, though, is take that reconciliation of the lag on job placements and kind of update that information from the viewpoint of the accountability side with Baker Tilly in our office, and we'll provide you a memo that will either attest to those numbers or provide other clarification on those numbers. You can choose to schedule it or not, because we are at the end of the six quarters of reporting. But that's one open item that I'd like us to weigh in on, is kind of the accountability side of the program stuff.
Thank you. Why don't we just go around the table? There are so few of us today. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very appreciative of the news that I'm hearing today, and I would like to schedule, Madam Chair, another time to hear the memo from the Department of Audit.
You'd like that formally scheduled?
I would.
All right.
I think that would be a good benefit to closing in on the success of this program and really looking at the numbers a little bit more. I know that we're moving towards renewing the program again. I don't know what the timeline is, and maybe the director can inform me on the timeline to get going once again, but those numbers are important and should be shared with the community of how much their $1 million was invested into such a successful program.
Mr. Whaley-Smith, do you have an answer?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the committee, we have a conference call scheduled this afternoon with the Workforce Funding Alliance to figure out how to best use this as a matching opportunity with the federal CIF grants. Once we have that worked out, then we will be in a position to finalize our agreement with Workforce Funding Alliance and in turn them finalizing their agreement with the Ready to Work program.
What kind of requirements will there be with regard to either audit or follow-up reports with the committee?
Whatever the committee would like, we can certainly continue with quarterly updates. Our contract with the Workforce Funding Alliance is for quarterly updates, so as we get those, we can share those with the committee.
Okay.
Do, perhaps we can do twice a year, unless you want quarterly. Well, we can talk about
it. Yeah, we can figure it out. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good, but I do appreciate the numbers. Thank you.
Supervisor Taylor? No. Supervisor Ari? Just a couple comments. First of all, I've heard some politicians make predictions on adding new jobs, and they've been wildly off base, perhaps, but it's really impressive to see you reach those numbers. So I think it's something that you should be complimented on. I'm very happy that our board targeted our funding this year while it's through another program. It is going to target Big Step because I think you've got a shown track record, so I really appreciate that. I myself think maybe twice a year will be sufficient if the committee's okay with that. We do appreciate getting the reports, but I'm not sure we need to do it quarterly. I think with the new program, we were a little more concerned about, you know, getting quarterly reports. But keep up the good work. I actually did send some constituents forward to your workplace, and in some cases, they only took the counseling, but that was helpful even for them, and then in a couple of cases, even jobs. So thank you for your work.
Some more.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call item 2.